Welcome back, everybody. We're winding things up here at the Southwest Cannabis Conference and Expo in Phoenix, Arizona. I'm Radical Russ with CannabisRadio.com. Joining us now, we have Nadim from Baked Brothers or Baked Bros.
Yes,
Baked Bros. Oh, I got to turn you up so people can hear you. Baked Bros?
Yes, Baked Bros.
Okay, and this is, I guess you're talking edibles and edible stuff.
That is exactly what we are doing. We focus on pourable THC syrups, medicated gummies, baked goods such as brownies, baklava, you name it, man.
Wow.
We do it.
Syrups. I think that's the first time I've heard of someone talking about medicated syrup. You got like maple syrup, boysenberry, that kind of stuff? Or?
Well, see, we believe that traditional westernized medicine has always been pills, syrups, and injections. I mean, as far as I can remember as a child, my mom gave me syrups when I was sick.
Right.
You know, a lot of patients use syrups. So there's a lot of patients that are transitioning to alternative medicine. So why not make the transition easy? You know, so a patient can use our product Dank Drink, which is a pourable THC syrup. They can take a teaspoon of it, and it's 25 milligrams of activated THC. So to be able to dose your product and to take a teaspoon at a time is important, because I believe we've all eaten an edible, and you receive a cookie or a brownie, and they're like, oh, eat half of it. Okay, and it doesn't work. And then you eat the other half, and now you're curdled in a ball, and you just want to go to bed, and you're rocking back and forth. So
that's not good, man.
This is medicine, and we have to be safe with it, and we need to be able to dose it, and we need to adjust ourselves to it. So with a syrup like Dank Drink, pourable THC syrup, you can do that. And that's what's important.
So what got you interested in wanting to be a part of this and produce these products?
Well, my mother, she and father, they both have diabetes.
Okay.
My father has type 2. My mom is now no longer at risk of diabetes. My father is now down to a type 1.
Wow.
I mean, they've both healed significantly. We're in 55 dispensaries here in Arizona, and we're serving over 10,000 patients, and we have, you know, felt nothing but positive feedback. My family, it's always been treated as a medicinal medicine. Even when I was young, I was raised that way.
Yeah.
And I never saw it as an abusive drug. And that really caught my interest. And so Arizona becoming legal in 2010, it brought me here.
Was that difficult for you growing up? I mean, knowing the truth about cannabis as a kid, especially when you get to like the DARE age, was that difficult for you?
You know what? My mom loved to attend DARE.
Oh, yeah?
Oh, yeah.
I'll bet she was fun.
Oh, yeah. It was. I wouldn't say it was difficult. You know, it definitely raised me to be more open-minded and to not, you know, turn another way or to look the other way. So it kept me open-minded. And I being able to see firsthand results was probably, you know, important to a lot of people to see results. I saw results within my family and how it cured them and how it helped them, and that gave me a lot of belief.
All right. Now, you look young. You look under 30. Am I correct?
Yes.
Okay. So
yes.
For the millennial generation, is this fight over? I mean, it seems like your generation gets it.
Yeah, this fight is not over. I believe we have a lot to learn. We have, we're only 3 to 5 years into these extractions and vaporizers and, you know, solutions to make these vaporizers. Butane extractions and CO2 extractions, these hydrocarbon extractions, these are not new. That boils down to the user and being safe and know how to operate those machines. But there's a lot to learn, and medicinal cannabis is only a decade old.
Oh, yeah. All right. So we're speaking with Nadim, right?
Yes.
From Baked Bros. Is that bakedbros.com, perhaps?
It is. Bakedbros.com. And it is a very informative website. There's a how our products are made. There's a page on what's inside our products, the extractions. There's a contact. There's a Find Us tab, which will display all 55 dispensaries we're in. Yeah.
Oh, great. So lots of locations all throughout Arizona, just Arizona at this point?
Yes, just Arizona right now. We're looking to expand into California before the new year. So I believe that's the first time I've announced that.
Oh, well, we broke the news here. Coming to California, look for Baked Bros sometime soon. What's it like trying to break into, I mean, first, just starting the business, and there's so many, you know, regulatory hurdles to clear, and then trying to break into another state. Has it been difficult?
well... I follow up on your loss. You know what's going on, because California just made a lot of changes. You know, they're starting to introduce a tier one, tier two, tier three type licensing, as opposed to Arizona's a vertical licensing, which means one license gives you the ability to grow, distribute, that such. So you have to follow up on your laws. Every county is different in California, so you have to make sure you know the county that you're going to be in will allow you to operate, allow you to grow. And if you don't prepare, if you don't look into those things, then you're just looking for trouble.
Let me take a shot in the dark here. You look rather athletic. Any background in wrestling or martial arts by any chance?
Yes, I wrestled all throughout high school and college. I wrestled in Oklahoma.
Oh, wow. That's...
So, yeah, that was really fun. And moved out here, and I've been staying active. So
in the sports world, you know, we've got anti-doping, they've got drug testing, yeah, all that kind of stuff. Did you ever have to go run that gauntlet?
You know, I did when I got into MMA, and they did test for it, but I think they were testing for other things.
Yeah.
They never seemed to care.
never seemed to care. Well, I know the World Anti-Doping Agency has recently raised their metabolite limit to 150 nanograms in the urine.
Right.
And their specific rationale was, we don't want to catch guys that are just smoking weed in their off time. We're going to catch a guy now if he's high in the ring or the octagon. Yeah, we're
right.
Going to catch that. But what do you think, since I've got you here and on this subject, recently MMA fighter Nick Diaz was given a five-year suspension for his third strike in Nevada, while Anderson Silva, the opponent, got busted for performance-enhancing steroids and got 1 year. What do you think of that?
I think that is outrageous.
Yeah.
And that is absolutely silly. You know, this is even steroids aren't used today. Medical marijuana, it's medicinal, man. And whether you're in a medicinal state or not, that's just silly. He shouldn't have gotten a five-year ban. That's ridiculous.
And considering, you know, the short careers in MMA, that's lifetime ban for him. He's going to be mid-30s.
Yes, and you're just a coach at that point. Sorry, no offense.
Yeah, that's it. Well, there have been a couple guys that went into their 40s that I've saw, but, you know, I wouldn't want to. My God.
No way.
That's a young man's sport.
It's hurt, man.
Yeah, that's hurtful. All right, Nadim, thank you so much for joining us here. And bakedbros.com is the website to check out. Any other contact stuff to shout out?
You know, you can do bakedbrosco.com. That's our apparel site. So we have bakedbros.com, bakedbrosco.com. We're with Yava Pyro Services in Prescott Valley. They also have a location in Cottonwood. Again, you can find all the dispensaries available on our website. If you need to contact us, there's a contact. It'll come straight to me. And that's it, guys.
Right on. Nadim from bakedbros.com. Thanks for joining us here at Cannabis Radio.
Pleasure.
And
thank you very
have
much.
Yourself a great show.
Thank you.
All right, we're going to take another break. We'll get more interviews up here shortly at the Southwest Cannabis Conference and Expo. I'm Radical Russ with CannabisRadio.com. Thanks for listening to our live coverage online on CannabisRadio.com.